It's gonna. We have a heat advisory today. Gonna get up to 44, right? There's a little warming trend. Got to break out the shorts and t-shirts for this weather.
I don't know whether to say it's the warmest or coolest it's been all week.
Well, you know, we've got our friends from the watershed evaluation team. It's good because, you know, we need to talk about swimming since it's gonna be so warm today, right?
As Chris said, we do have another FOS friend of the show. Rick Lee is here with us. Watershed evaluation team. He's brought a guest with him as well. But good morning, Rick.
Good morning, sir. Well, glad to be here.
Tell us what this is, Watershed Evaluation Team.
Well, this is a group that we pulled together here in York County that includes Fort Mill, Tiga Cay, the Catawba Nation, York County, the City of York, Rock Hill. I think I got them all, didn't I?
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, the first time in the state of South Carolina that we've ever had an effort like this where so many jurisdictions came together to perform studies on the watersheds that are the basis for the Catawba River. You know, the river doesn't in and of itself have any water. The water that's on the land in these various watersheds flows into the river, and that's why we see a Catawba. So these are very important for water quality, and we had never before studied them as we needed to do so that we understood whether we had problems with water quality or obstructions or farm problems with the water quality and all that sort of stuff. So that was what we undertook to do here in Rock Hill. And it's been very successful. We've studied and gotten reports on 8 different watersheds, identified areas of concern, and gotten all of these jurisdictions in a position where these studies will allow them in the future, should they have water quality issues in these watersheds, they'll be able to apply directly because these studies have been done to the federal government for funds to correct those issues and save our local taxpayers a lot of money.
Rick, you brought David Dixon with you, who joined you. David, what are the different watersheds in York County?
Well, the simple definition of a watershed is an area of land that drains rainfall and snowmelt into the streams and rivers. And basically here in York County, we drain to the Broad River and also the Catawba River. So the watersheds that we studied in this team studied was all drained to the Catawba River. We started out with the Tules Fork watershed, the Dutchman Creek watershed, and the Burgess Creek watershed. And so far we've gotten approval for the Tules Fork and Dutchman Creek. And then Burgess Creek is basically 99% approved. We're waiting on the state to officially approve everything. They've had a few comments, but all intents and purposes, it's approved too. And then there's Upper Fishing Creek, Middle Fishing Creek, and I think I'm missing one. So,
there's a drawing if you need a refresher.
That may be it. Tinkler's Creek.
And how did you guys sit down when you were evaluating? Did you break it into these 8 different areas, or is this something that's always been that way?
No, that was already broken up. They're called HUC codes.
Okay.
Hydrologic unit codes, and each one of them has a 12-digit. So these areas basically is based on the topography. So one area, this whole area, it could be 10,000 square feet or square miles. It drains to one point, and basically that's the Catawba River at this point.
So we're talking about if you're somebody who has a creek that's running in your backyard, would this be considered part of these watersheds? If it, you know, any kind of water that's running, I guess, is part of this.
Yes, that's correct. It depends on the geography. Which way does the water flow? And that's how you sort of identify some of these watersheds. So every creek, every stream, every square foot of York County is included in a watershed.
So you guys have surveyed, you evaluated. What have been the results that you've seen so far as you've gone and looked at these 8 different watersheds?
Well, we actually hired a consultant to do that, McAdams out of Charlotte. And they actually came around and talked to all the jurisdictions, got information, evaluated the data, and they've shown that single-family residential is the big contributor, based on the two approved studies that we have so far. And that basically, you know, people wash cars out in the driveways, your soaps and things that
fertilizers.
Yeah. And you know, you need to try to keep all that stuff on site versus letting it get on a hard surface. When it gets on a hard surface, it runs off, runs down the driveway, runs down the curb, into the storm drain, and then ultimately into the creek. So your detergents and those kind of things have nitrogen and phosphorus, so that's a big issue for the Catawba River right now.
So best, from what I'm understanding, if you're going to wash a car, wash it on grass, I guess what you're saying, instead of washing it on the concrete?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Keep it on the grass or some surface, not a hard surface, or take it to the car wash. Most of the car washes recycle the water, and so that's not going in out into the environment.
So the biggest polluter, if you will, of the watershed they found was single families. It wasn't, you know, big industry and that type of stuff.
And this is being driven in part by the rapid growth of our county.
Sure.
And so this was one of the reasons we wanted to get this done, to establish a baseline and use it as a tool in the future when you're planning where residential developments go or industrial developments. You already know whether or not you have impairment in that area in the water, and the types of things that you'd need to do to make sure we didn't cause any further degradation. Mm. Now, we're going to go this afternoon down to Columbia to meet with the Lieutenant Governor, who is giving an award to all of the jurisdictions that participated in this. It's the first ever award for the Power of Partnership. That's what they call the award, the Power of Partnership. So we're meeting at the State House, where each of them will receive an award to take back to their councils and share with them.
So the WET, the WET, is going to receive the POP, the pop.
Yeah.
Right? since we're playing.
Stole my thunder.
WET got a pop.
Yeah, there you go.
We're talking with Rick Lee and David Dixon on Palmetto Mornings, the Watershed Evaluation Team. Guys, I have two questions, and you kind of alluded to one of them. The involvement, you talked about this being non-political, but working with the municipalities. But I am curious, you alluded to working with the state on getting clarification and clearance for something. I wonder if legislators that are at all maybe have called and wanted to try to get involved and give you guys resources of what you need. You talked about bringing in a consultant. What's kind of been the involvement from the state level and legislators?
None from the legislators. We wanted this to be a scientific effort that really developed the data and made the proposals to the elected officials at the local level. And so there hasn't really been any involvement there. We have had a lot of support from the Department of Environmental Services down in Columbia, particularly in the beginning when we first started, so that we could get some idea where one goes and looks for grant money to do these studies. So we were successful in getting quite a number of studies. In fact, I think the first one that we got, the quality of the proposal, which came out of David's shop, was so good we got more money than we asked for.
Wow.
So that's,
and the grant money went to the consultant?
Grant money goes to the consultant, and we used that to offset some of the costs that the local jurisdictions would experience. And we split the grant money, and we got more than one grant, but we split the grant money based on their percentage of obligation in that watershed.
And to reiterate, the ultimate goal of the watershed evaluation team, you talked about saving taxpayer dollars, but this is going to kind of be an ever-evolving thing with the growth that's in York County.
It is, and when we were talking at our initial meeting, we discovered that we knew a great deal more about the garbage pickup schedules and a host of other things, the roadways and all that. We knew a great deal more about that than we did about our most critical resource, and that is water. And it became apparent, and it rose to the top of the pile when we were watching California with all their problems during the drought, which maybe they're still experiencing. But in our case, we are blessed with adequate water. We just need to take care of it and make sure that its quality is protected. So David's organization was really the backbone. They did the grants, and they would aggregate all of the data and letters of support from the various jurisdictions into a single location so that it could be submitted. And really high-quality work that paved the way for us to win all these grants to support this effort.